do the, oh my god, I didn't do the rim.
Mm-hmm. What's the rim made out of?
Wood.
Uh-huh.
And it's, you know, it's lined with a steel ring, you know,
mm-hmm.
has a steel ring around it, you know.
Mm-hmm. Say if there was a log across the road, you'd say, I tied a chain to it and I what it out of the way.
Well, Promoter said, pull it, I guess.
Or another word you could use.
Pull it, are we
using
drug it?
Okay. And you say, we have, what, many logs out of this road?
We drug many logs out, we dragged many logs out of this.
Okay. And something that, when you're raising cotton and you get out there with the hoe and you thin the cotton out, what do you call that?
Yeah, when you raise it, mm-hmm. and you're thinning it out. Well, that's what we say. We're thinning cotton.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear scraping?
Oh yeah, we scrape it. We scrape it.
Uh-huh.
But they're different. You know, it's a different process. Scraping and thinning.
What's the difference?
What I'm trying to say, when you scrape cotton. I thought that we'd scrape it, but I thought we'd thin it at a different time. I thought, you know, that's the way it seemed to me. I tried to stay off the hole, really, though,
uh-huh.
and try to follow the plow.
Uh-huh.
But I know we scraped it. We scraped cotton, and then we would, we might call, I think we say chop, when we chop cotton.
Uh-huh.
That's when we thin it,
uh-huh.
before we mold it up, you see.
Uh-huh.
So what I'm thinking is that you scraped it in the early stages,
mm-hmm.
and cleaned it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then when you came back to chop it,
mm-hmm.
the cotton had gotten to a certain size. And I'm thinking at the time that it was chopped,
mm-hmm.
it probably was thinned out. Mm-hmm. That was before you molded it up, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Now that's what I'm thinking. It might not have been that way.
Mm-hmm. What different kinds of grass grow up in the cotton field?
Oh, golly, you got wire grass, which is, I later learned was Bermuda,
mm-hmm.
Johnson, tire vines, or tie vines, or whatever mm-hmm. we call them. Down here we had, most of our trouble was with wire grass.
Mm-hmm.
And, I don't know. We didn't have a whole lot of trouble with Johnson grass.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess it was second. Wire grass was number one, Johnson number two, and then we had things we called kookaburras, you know,
mm-hmm.
Tar vines, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But the biggest thing was this wire grass, you know. Because it would tangle your plow up and throw it out on it. But I imagine different areas had different grasses,
mm-hmm.
but I think these were the worst ones.
Uh-huh.
The most popular grass was wire grass.
Mm-hmm. What would you use to carry water in?
We carried pails, you know.
Uh-huh. What was that made out of?
Well, at one time they were wooden.
Uh-huh.
And then they, like I say, they went to metal pails, you know.
Mm-hmm. Any other name for pail?
Pail, buckets.
Is that the same thing?
Yeah, sure.
Uh-huh. What about the thing you'd use to carry food out to the hogs in? The bucket or pail?
We call them. I think we used